Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong features Chinese culture in Seattle Torchlight Parade, Jen Shan Ren International Art Exhibition in Adelaide, Australia, Minnesota, over 100 state legislators co-sign an open letter to Xi Jinping. Healthy man dies 2 days after hospitalization for hunger strike. 4 years after her death in police custody, Hunan woman's son granted compensation. And Munich, Germany, raising awareness about Falun Gong and the persecution in China. Now for the stories. Falun Gong features Chinese culture in Seattle Torchlight Parade. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the largest parade in the northwestern U.S., the Seafair Torchlight Parade, in Seattle on July 29, 2017. This annual event has been held for the past 68 years. This year, more than 300,000 people watched the 115 groups in the parade, and 700,000 saw it on live TV. Besides demonstrating the exercises on a float decorated with a lotus flower, a symbol of purity in Chinese culture, practitioners also played the traditional Chinese waist drums. The beautiful float and performers were warmly welcomed by the spectators and organizers. The host announced to the spectators that Falun Gong is an ancient Chinese cultivation practice that teaches truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and has benefited about 100 million people.
Jen Shan Ren International Art Exhibition in Adelaide, Australia. The Art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was held at the Hughes Gallery in Unley, Adelaide, the capital of South Australia, on June 30th to July 23rd, 2017. It was the second time the exhibition has traveled to Unley. Visitors were moved by the sensitive artworks depicting Falun Gong practitioners' unyielding spirit in the face of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. The mayor of Unley, Mr. Klein, visited the exhibition for the second time and praised its beauty as beyond this world. Since its opening exhibition in 2004 in the Rayburn House Office Building, a congressional office building for the U.S. House of Representatives, the Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition has traveled to more than 200 cities in over 40 countries. According to Mr. Zhang, organizer of the exhibition in Anli, using realistic technique, these artworks present the spirit of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance of Falun Gong practitioners who put these principles into practice while facing the CCP's brutal persecution. Many visitors to the exhibition signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution in China, especially the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Many left comments encouraging Falun Gong practitioners. Anna wrote, "Lively portrait of steadfastness." Lynette wrote, "I feel the power of unwavering morality." Mr. Klein, the mayor of Unley, said he was very touched and his view was broadened by the beauty of the artworks. The appalling persecution exposed by the artworks, especially the torture faced by practitioners, the imprisonment, and forced organ harvesting, all triggered his desire to bring an end to these atrocities. He was fascinated by the spiritual meaning of some of the paintings. He commented that the beauty of the heavens had been realistically portrayed and touched his heart. The mayor said he hoped that local residents would get a chance to appreciate these artworks. He felt that it would bring special significance to the younger generations. Mr. Klein loves Chinese culture and has read Journey to the West, a classic Chinese novel. He said this art exhibition was meaningful to people of all ages.
Minnesota. Over 100 state legislators co-sign an open letter to Xi Jinping. A public letter addressed to Xi Jinping, President of China, drafted by Senator Jim Abeler, was co-signed by 103 legislators in the state of Minnesota. The letter expressed concern about the persecution of Falun Gong, condemned the organ harvesting atrocities, and urged the current president of China to end the persecution as soon as possible. The letter was also copied to President Trump and the U.S. senators and congressmen of the state of Minnesota. Legislators from Minnesota have openly expressed support for Falun Gong and condemned the persecution many times before. The Minnesota legislature has been very active in exposing organ harvesting in China since March of 2014, when former Representative Phyllis Kahn wrote a letter to the Minnesota Department of Health and the Department of Higher Education requesting an inquiry into the use of prisoner organs in China, including those of prisoners of conscience and from large numbers of Falun Gong practitioners. The letter stated, "We are greatly troubled by the possibility that any of these organs might be used by hospitals or healthcare providers in the state of Minnesota," and asked for assurances that such a thing is not happening. The letter was signed by 35 Minnesota state representatives. The legislators requested that health department and universities not use illegal organs from China. 3 years later, senators and the House of Minnesota unanimously passed a bill expressing concern over the systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting practice from dissidents, mostly Falun Gong practitioners and other religious believers and minorities. The Senate and House both drafted bills condemning forced organ harvesting in China in 2017.
Healthy man dies 2 days after hospitalization for hunger strike. Mr. Gao Yuxi from Mu Danjiang, Heilongjiang Province, died under suspicious circumstances 2 days after he was sent to the hospital for being on a hunger strike. Mr. Gao, who practiced Falun Gong, was protesting his and his wife's unlawful arrest and detention for their faith. His death occurred only 10 days after he was arrested. He was 45 years old. According to a source, a thorough physical exam showed that Gao was in good health upon hospitalization despite the hunger strike. In the hospital, he was subjected to continuous infusions. He gradually lost the ability to speak or move and passed away after 43 hours in the hospital. Mr. Gao Yuxi and his wife, Ms. Sun Feng Xia, were arrested on April 19, 2016, by a group of police officers. The couple's home was ransacked, and the police confiscated their computers, Falun Gong-related materials, Mr. Gao's car, and other valuable personal belongings. The couple was taken to the police station and were interrogated on the evening following their arrests. When the police sent Mr. Gao to the detention center the next morning, a physical examination showed that he was in good health. Inside the detention center, Mr. Gao started a hunger strike to protest the illegal arrests. The prison guards force-fed him twice. On the morning of April 28, 2016, Mr. Gao was sent to the prison division of Mu Danjiang Orthopedics Hospital, which was under the management of the Mu Danjiang Police Department. Mr. Gao underwent a comprehensive physical checkup, including a number of tests of his blood, urine, kidney, liver, heart, and other internal organs. The results suggested that he was in good health, and all of his organs were functioning normally, despite 8 days of hunger strike. According to a source, Mr. Gao walked into the hospital room on the morning of April 28th. He appeared to be tired and leaned against the wall upon entering the room. When the nurse first tried to give him an injection, he pulled the needle out. The hospital personnel and police then restrained him in a bed with straps across his chest and legs. His right arm was hoisted up to a metal ring above the bed, and his left hand was handcuffed to the bed. The nurse forcibly administered the injection. As the infusion progressed, his movements lessened and the interval between his movements was prolonged. He appeared to suffer from periodic loss of consciousness. The nurse never stopped the infusions. By the morning of April 30th, Mr. Gao had completely lost consciousness and was pronounced dead at 5:40 a.m.
Four years after her death in police custody, Hunan woman's son granted compensation. when 47-year-old Miss Chu Chensheng went out in the morning of May 16, 2012, no one knew it would end up being the last day of her life. On May 18th, her ex-husband, Yang, was notified by the police that Miss Chu had died 2 days earlier. Her son, Yang Chujun, a college student at the time, traveled home when he heard the news. At the funeral home, Chujun saw that his once healthy and beautiful mother was gone, replaced by a cold, frozen body. Amid the white vapor that came out of the freezer, he saw that her eyes were still open. Grief-stricken, Chujun promised to expose her unjust death and began a journey to seek justice for his mother, who had suddenly lost her life after years of repeated arrests for her faith in Falun Gong. Like many other Falun Gong practitioners in China, Ms. Chu had suffered tremendously for refusing to renounce the spiritual practice that was unlawfully banned by the communist regime in 1999. Ms. Chu was arrested at 10 a.m. as she walked past a hotel in Chenzhou. From a security video recording, her son Chujun saw officers from Renmin Qilu Police Station arrive in a police van and drag her into the van. At the police station, Ms. Chu was handcuffed behind her back to an iron chair for interrogation. It lasted 12 hours, during which she was not allowed to eat, drink, or use the restroom. At around 10 p.m., she was informed she would be detained for 10 days. Records showed that three officers took her to a police van and left the police station at 10:39 p.m. By 11:15 p.m., a doctor in Chenzhou First Hospital, 2 miles away, announced Ms. Chu's death. According to Chujun and other family members, Ms. Chu's face was a ruin. They requested an autopsy, but it was denied. Officials also prevented the family from hiring an independent medical doctor for an autopsy. In many subsequent meetings, the authorities shirked their responsibility and threatened the family. Still, Ms. Chu's family did not yield and refused to sign paperwork approving the cremation. Her son Chujun requested state compensation from the police department in August 2014 and received a notice a month later that the request was denied. Chujun then appealed to the Baihu court. He wrote in the appeal, "My mother was healthy. The defendant is responsible for her sudden death after her arrest and interrogation." A settlement was finally reached by the courts in December of 2016. A compensation of 325,000 yuan was granted to her son. Her body was to be cremated in 5 days.
Munich, Germany. Raising awareness about Falun Gong and the persecution in China. An event was held last week at Marienplatz in Munich, Germany, to raise awareness about the peaceful spiritual practice of Falun Gong and the persecution those who practice it face in China. Marienplatz, which is next to Munich City Hall, is a busy pedestrian-only town square. Many passers-by paused at the event to look and listen. Some learned the exercises, while others talked with the practitioners to learn more. Falun Gong teaches 3 core principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Yet in China, the practice is persecuted, and the state even sanctions organ-harvesting atrocities, where living Falun Gong practitioners are killed for their organs in a massive illicit organ transplant trade. Many people learned about this in Munich during this event, and locals and tourists alike offered their support by signing a petition to protest the persecution. Some Chinese tourists paused to take photos and accept flyers from the practitioners. A Chinese girl who grew up in Europe said she'd heard about the persecution of Falun Gong and signed the petition. A Chinese man in his 50s said to a practitioner, "You are right. Live organ harvesting really happens." "I am a doctor," he continued. "When you publicized that live organ harvesting was taking place, the party denied it. I wondered which side was right, so I researched it on the internet and made an estimate of the number of organ transplants. I concluded that what Falun Gong said was right. Organ harvesting atrocities do indeed occur. Otherwise, it would not be possible for so many organ transplants to be done in China." He came back to the information table several times that day and once made a point of proudly saying, "Falun Dafa is good."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.